Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
This week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God and Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless and we honor you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. We bless you, everlasting Father, Lord, for your faithfulness towards us, for your kindness, for daily provision. Thank you, Lord, for enabling us. Thank you for the capacity that you have released unto us. And we say, be thou lifted up, our Lord. Be thou exalted, be thou magnified, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for all the previous broadcasts. We thank you, Lord, for it has been a blessing to several. And we say glory be unto your holy name. Everlasting Father, we commit today's broadcast into your hands. And we pray, Lord, that indeed you will breathe upon it. For everyone that listens to it, Lord, let them meet with you. Let them have a unique encounter with you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Once again, you are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. The Almighty God will do something wonderful for you today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That bespoke word that you need to hear, the word in due season, it will hear that word today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will not just be an hearer of the word, that indeed you shall be a doer of his word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you what I titled, Come, See, and Receive. Somebody is coming today. Somebody is going to see. And somebody is going to receive the abundant blessings of the Almighty God today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Luke chapter 8, and I'm reading from verse 40 to 48. So it was when Jesus returned that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus. He was the ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitude thronged him. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately a flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitude throng and press you, and you say, Who touched me? But Jesus said, Somebody touched me, for I perceive power going out from me. Now when the woman saw that she was not eating, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she has touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, from this passage that we read, we are told that they have a multitude of people, and they were waiting for Jesus. Multitudes. They were in fact waiting for him. But out of this multitude, it was only recorded that the woman with the issue of blood was the one that received a miracle. I pray that you will not just be part of the multitude, but indeed you will touch Jesus. He will touch you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You know, when you talk about multitude, In life, there are different types of people. There are those who just help to make up the numbers. That will not be your own portion in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not just be part of the statistics. Oh, 1,000 people attended the service today. 500,000 attended the service. You are just a part of the statistics. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And there are some people who actually just spend their time in this world, their money, just to help other people fulfill purpose. You will not run after their own purpose. They'll be running on other people's lane. I pray you will not run on other people's lane in the name of our Lord Jesus. You will not miss your purpose in this life. That which the Lord has ordained for you, indeed you will receive of it in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And there are some people in this world who all they do is to find faults in others. They never see anything good in others, but they see faults. They are just there to grumble, to complain. I pray that will not be yours too in the mighty name of Jesus. And there are people who came, who saw and received fulfilled purpose. And that shall be yours in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Now talking about the people that came, that saw and received. What are some of the features of these people? One thing about them is that they are the one who believes in what they heard. They believe in what they heard concerning the word of God. They believe in. They just don't come to church. They are not just hearers of his word, but they are doers of his word. The Lord will catapult you from just being an hearer of his word to becoming the doer of his word. They live according to the word of God, according to the precept of the word of God. You can see this woman, she was determined. She was determined. She heard about our Lord Jesus and she was ready to make a change in her life. She has tried everything and she knows that the only way that she can receive her healing is for her to believe that indeed this Jesus can heal. And indeed, she came and met with our Lord Jesus Christ, and she received her healing in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Another thing you can see about those who normally come, who see and who receive, they are people who are true worshippers. The Bible makes us understand that God is seeking those who are ready to worship him in spirit and in truth. It says, look, when you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Brothers and sisters, this woman sought the Lord with all her heart. She sought the Lord with all her heart, and she was able to find the Lord. Are you seeking this God we are talking about with all your heart? Or your heart is somewhere else? Even when you are praying, your mind is somewhere else. When you are singing praises, your mind is somewhere else. You have to do everything with your heart. I pray that your heart will be totally knitted to the Lord, that each time you call unto him, he will answer you. Your prayer will not go to voicemail in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Another characteristic of those who come, who see and receive, is that they know they had a problem. They know they had a problem and they are not deceiving themselves. They are not living a life of deceit. They are not pretending to be who they are not. This woman knew she had a problem, the issue of blood, and she was ready to face it, find a solution to her problem. She did not take it as, oh, this problem will not go. She was ready to say, enough is enough. Brothers and sisters, you cannot be too comfortable with your problem. Don't be comfortable with what is not good. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that if you have cobwebs in your house, if you do not do anything to remove it, the cobweb will continue to increase. So if you don't do anything about that situation, nothing is going to happen. You have to do like this woman did. She brought her challenges to the Almighty God at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ, and she was able to get a solution. That situation you are going through, that is not what God ordained for your life, I decree and declare that in the name of Jesus, you will no longer be comfortable with the bad situation. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, the grace to rebuke it, the grace to reject it, the grace to do something, the grace to cry unto the Lord for a turnaround. The Lord will grant it unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you call unto the Almighty God, He will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing we can get about such people who normally come, who see and receive, they never lose focus. They never lose focus. That woman was not distracted by the crowd. In fact, she did not care whether the crowd were there or not. All she did was she had made up her mind. I just need to touch the hem of His garment. Just a little touch is enough for me. And she was focused. She did not allow the crowd to distract her. Brothers and sisters, do not be distracted by the crowd. Everybody have their own purpose. Be focused on what God has ordained for you. Be focused on it. What God has put in your heart to do, go and do it. Do not allow anybody to distract you. I pray that the grace for you not to be distracted, the Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of Jesus every spirit of distraction. I rebuke it in your life this day in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace to be focused on Christ, the Almighty God will release unto you. You will not continue to look for alternative B. There is only one alternative, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing we can gather from such people who normally come, see, and receive is that they are always ready to pay the price. Success is not thrown on anybody's lap. Brothers and sisters, they are ready to pay the price. Everything good has a price to be paid. Everything good has a value. What you do not value, you cannot pay the price for. So even many people are saying they are looking for something, but they are not really placed any value on it. And as a result of that, they are not ready to pay the price. They are not ready to make any sacrifice. You can go to a departmental store, see an item that you like, pick it. But if you are not ready to pay the price, you can't take it home. Brothers and sisters, you must be ready to pay the price. The price, this woman was ready to put her shame on one side and say, look, I don't care what people say. I'm not bothered about what people say. All I want is my healing. All I want is my healing. Even when Jesus said, who touched me? And she came out, the Bible said, she told Jesus everything about her. He was not concerned about the people around her. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that you must be ready to pay the price. Until you pay the price, you cannot take the item. Until you pay the price, you can't take the miracle. Until you pay the price, you can't take that blessing. There is a price to pay. Even our Lord Jesus Christ, He paid the price. He came to this world. He left His heavenly throne. And He offered Himself as a living sacrifice. He was crucified. He paid that price in order for Him to reconcile us back to the Father. So, brothers and sisters, if our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we are following, paid the price, why can't you too pay that price? You have to pay the price for you to achieve what God has ordained for your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we also must know that if you want to come to see and receive, you must be courageous. You must be courageous. You cannot afford to be timid. Brothers and sisters, timidity, those who are timid, they can't go forward. They can't make progress. You can't afford it. When David was confronted by Goliath, he didn't run from Goliath. He faced Goliath. He faced Goliath and he was able to destroy Goliath. You don't run away from problem. You face it, but not in your own strength, but in the strength of the Almighty God. In His might, you face it. As much as you are ready to face it, the God, mighty God, is backing you up. And talking about God backing you up, God will only back up those who know Him. He will only back up those who have offered themselves, who has yielded themselves to Him. He will only back up those who have accepted Him as their Lord and Savior. So, brothers and sisters, are you there this morning? Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you are not, I'm giving you this unique and wonderful opportunity. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. It's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. You will not only come, you will see. You will not only see, you will receive that which God has ordained for you. Your blessings, your miracles will not be distributed to others. On the day of your blessings, your miracle, you will not be found missing. In the mighty name of Jesus, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. He will perform his wonders in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.